من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. In the previous ayats, Allah warned us of other evil qualities of the Ahle Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, particularly the Jews. One is that they should not uphold the laws of Allah Ta'ala, they should not maintain justice. And the other is they used to take bribes, and when making a decision like court cases, they should favor people wrongly and make wrong decisions. So Allah warned the Muslims that they should not fall in their faults. Now in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala generally reminds the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu atiimu allaha wa atiimu rasool. Ey iman walo, hukam manu Allah ka aur hukam manu rasool ka. O you who believe, be obedient, follow the commands of Allah and follow the commands of His Rasul, of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all take this for granted that we have to do that, and we may be thinking that we are doing it. But in so many things we are not fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala. We should see it like, for example, Iman, which is hidden, which is not so clear. But a manifestation of Iman is our namaz. How much are we regular with namaz? How much are Muslims regular with namaz? Those of us who are regular with namaz, how much are we conscious of namaz? When we are making namaz, even now we just made Fajr namaz for us. Each one of us should think, how much concentration did I have? Where were my thoughts? So obedience of Allah is that our namazes be correct. Everything, all our things, our business, our social life, our monetary life, financial matters, everything must be according to the commands of Allah, and that which is explained to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is an explanation of the Quran Sharif. So that should be in our lives. Each one of us, as we are reading in our Hadith Kitab, the great importance of Sunnah. How many Sunnahs are in our lives? How much do we pay attention to Sunnahs? For example, if we see our day-to-day lives generally, how many of us sit at the table and eat, which is against the Sunnah, which is the ways of the Kuffar? If there is some reason, a person has got some a back problem, knee problem, that is different. But then too, we should not be sitting at the table. We're not like the kuffar sit. How many of us, very sadly, and it's a thing of big concern, that our homes today, the flat pan, the oriental pan, flat pan for toilet, that is being done away with. Generally, we have only got the high pan. And the children, small children who are potty trained, when they are being taken out of their napkins, they are also trained on the high pan. And at the time when they won't be able to use the flat pan. They are completely out of it. And the sunnat way is to squat and relieve oneself and not sit on the high pan. If there is somebody who needs it because of some back pain, knee pain or some other problem, that is a different thing. But today it has become a habit. In the masjid we see how many people who are genuinely, they have to sit on chairs. But many other people seeing them also just start sitting on the chair, which is not right. So the sunnat way is very, very important. If we are not careful, then the sunnat way goes out of our lives. And then to bring it back again is almost an impossible thing. And in our toilets also, because according to our idea of cleanliness, there are those toilets today that don't have a tap for water to cleanse oneself, to make istinja. We are just satisfying ourselves with the tissue roll, and that is not the way of Islam and the way of Sunnah at all. We have to use water to clean ourselves. We can use tissue to make istibra, to make sure that the last drops of urine are gone out. But after that, we must wash ourselves. That also is going out. So we should be very careful that in all our matters that we are obedient to Allah and to His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and your rulers which are over you. You must be obedient to your rulers also, and that is those rulers who are Muslims and who rule according to Islam. There are so many so-called Muslim countries in the world, but not one rules according to Islamic law. You should be obedient to your ruler when they command you according to the laws of Allah and His Rasul. Then you should follow them and their judgments, etc. But if they are ruling according to kuffar law, and that is unfortunately the law by which all Muslim countries, their constitutions also on that basis, and their laws also are made according to kuffar law. So where there is like in the time of the Khilafah and the Islamic law they are ruling by, then you should be obedient to them also. And in all these matters, like in today, many people say we are confused with what is happening. The differences of the opinions of the ulama, and we all are getting away that there is a difference of opinion. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala answers that question also. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, پھر اگر تم جگر پرو کسی چیز میں, if you start arguing about something, somebody says this is what we should do, somebody says that is what we should do, and now you have arguments and this confusions which we are facing today, that Quran gives the clear answer at such a time, فَرُدُّهُ إِلَّ اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, تو اس کو رجوع کرو طرف اللہ کے اور رسول کے. Then look for the answer to that by Allah Ta'ala in His Rasul. Go to the Quran Sharif and see what does the Quran Sharif say. We normally, when there is, for example, a dispute, which means that two people or more have got difference of opinions, so that is a dispute, then we want to try and please everyone. Today, unfortunately, that is the common trend. Make everyone happy, be pleased. Make everyone happy, have unity with everyone, have peace with everyone. But that is not the correct thing. We have to find out who is right and then follow the right. You can't have peace with on batil and falsehood. You can only make peace with people who are on the right. So in such matters, look for the who is on the right, and then you follow those who are on the right. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh explained this very beautifully. If two people have got an argument, they dispute, and they go to the Qadi, they judge, and they say, we've got a dispute here. The judge can't tell them that since you two are fighting, you are causing disunity in the Ummah and in the community, so you sort out your matters and you unite. His duty is to listen to both sides' story, and after that, see who is right and who is wrong, and tell that this person is right, this person is wrong. That is what has to be done in a dispute. Not that we try and make everyone happy. We have to see who is right, who is wrong, and then we all must follow the right. And the person who was in the wrong, he also must give up the wrong and follow the right. That is where the true unity comes in and where Allah's help comes in. But this peace and unity which we want to keep, even with the people of falsehood, that is not at all acceptable and not correct. So Allah says, look for the answer by Allah and His Rasul. فَإِذَنَا أَذَعَتُمْ فِشَيْنِ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. اگر یقین رکھتے ہو اللہ پر اور قیامت کے دن پر, that is if you have got ایمان, This is what the people of Iman will do, that they will look in the Quran and Hadith and see what is the correct thing. From Quran and Hadith, deduce who is right and who is wrong. Not that who is following, for example, the government and making the government happy, or who is making America happy, or is making the United Nations happy, or with the LGBTQ, or with the feminist movement, or with the interfaith movement, making other people happy, and we want to keep peace with them also. That cannot happen. We have to see who is right. And then and all this is according to the level of Iman we have got in us. If we know we are going to be returning to Allah Ta'ala, and we'll have to answer to Allah, and according to our actions, will we be punished or rewarded? Then we must see what is right, what is going to, how will I fare in the Akhirah? Yeah, I can perhaps get away with things, but in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and if there is to be punishment, that is too severe the punishment to think of it also. So we should tolerate a little bit of difficulty in this world and get the great rewards of Jannah and the pleasure of Allah in the Akhirah. So Allah says that look in the Quran and Akhirah, and this is for those people who have got Iman in them. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَعْوِيلًا یہ بات اچھی ہے اور بہت بہتر ہے اس کا انجام. This year, following Allah and His Rasul, this is the right thing to do, and the end result of that is the best. Don't just look temporarily here in this world to make everyone happy, even the people of Batin. We socialize with them, we organize programs for them, we do everything for them. Yeah, for a little while we can get away with it, but what will happen in the Akhirah? That is what we must be concerned about. So in all these matters, and broadly, even the ordinary Muslim knows what are the commands of Allah and His Rasul. For example, with regard to parda and hijab, segregation of man and woman, the ordinary Muslim also knows in Islam it is not permitted for man and woman to mix freely. So those people who are promoting the common mixing of man and woman, even in religious matters, even in masjid, even in dini programs, then we know that is wrong. You don't have to be a big alim to know all that. Photography, we all know it is wrong. So we have to stay away from that. Interfaith, we're going to worship in the temples and the churches and calling them to worship in our masjid, we know that is wrong, that is totally wrong. That the ordinary Muslim also knows. And in other matters which you don't know, then look in the Quran. Ask the ulama of Haq, what does the Quran say in this matter? What does the Hadith say in this matter? And that is what we should follow. And Allah says that is the best for you. And the end result will be in your favor. You will be the winner at the end. But if you just want to make people happy in this world and just keep the peace, you want to make Shaitan also happy and you want to make Rahman, Allah also happy, it doesn't work like that. Either you make Shaitan happy or you make Allah happy. You can't make both happy. The two are two complete different paths. So you can't follow the ways of Shaitan also and the ways of Rahman also. You have to decide which side you want to be. And of course the clear side is to be the side of Rahman, of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the path that we must follow. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen, to practice our deen also. And not just knowing it, and then we still do the wrong things. We socialize with the wrong people, we keep friends with them, and then the public gets confused. That if they are mixing with the wrong people, then those people can't be wrong. Like who will mix with a drug lord? Who will mix with gangsters? Who will mix with rapists? The people who we keep away from such people. And if somebody meets such people, then you think that those gunas are not so serious. Therefore, it's alright to meet with them. So we have to be very careful who we mix with, who we socialize with, and this has an effect on us, our children and progeny, and our families also. So it's very important to know what is the right and to follow that which is right. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Our Quran has been very clear and our deen is very explicit. It is for us to follow accordingly. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.